Coming to you live from my apartment with breaking Big Brother news. It's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who has come to expect the unexpected when it comes to the Big Brother house, Rob Cesternino. And hello, everybody. We're being very serious because this is a very, this is not a regularly scheduled Rob Has a Podcast. We interrupt your regular podcast listening schedule to bring you this Big Brother special report. With us at this hour is our chief Big Brother correspondent for Rob Has a Podcast, Brian Lynch. Brian, how are you this evening?
I'm very well, Rob. How are you doing?
We're doing well. And so this is Tuesday night, and we have some big news that we felt like could not wait until Thursday's eviction and could very much shape Thursday. So if you are not interested in hearing spoilers from the Big Brother live feeds before Wednesday night's show or Thursday night's double eviction, please stop listening to this podcast right now. And this is a special episode. This is not a regularly scheduled thing. I'm sort of looking at this as sort of like a subscribers only deal. I posted a link to this, so if you happen to be awake right now, midnight on the East Coast on Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, you might be able to see this, but pretty much this is just another reason to be subscribed to the video feed of Rob Has a Podcast on my YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube or to the iTunes feed for audio only. I'm just putting this out for the subscribers, and then I'm not even going to post it on my website. I'm just going to have a link to the video if you're trying to find this. So another reason to be subscribed to Rob Has a Podcast. So Brian, we wanted to get this going here because, of course, where we left off the show on Sunday night, everybody, a lot of people in Big Brother fan land were very excited about the prospect that Amanda was going home. But due to some new developments, Brian, it looks like the Big Brother landscape may have been shifted.
Possibly. I described it as it was set in stone that Amanda was leaving unless there was a seismic event. There was kind of a seismic event. McCray was kind of playing the game for himself, talking to Alyssa. They were kind of working around a deal, but never really struck one. Amanda kind of got upset after that and was complaining to McCray that everybody thought that was acting like she was out of the game. So she's whining and bawling and squalling to McCray, and McCray comes up with this plan to get Amanda to go to Alyssa and try to get her vote, and then they said that she could blame that vote on Judd. So Alyssa doesn't really take it seriously first, but later on she comes back to Amanda and says she's in, and now Amanda and Alyssa are working together.
Oh no, Brian, how could this be? Amanda is evil. She's a bad person. How could somebody good, a good person like Alyssa, work with somebody that's so evil?
Well, Alyssa told Amanda that she trusts Amanda, McCray, and Judd more than she trusts the other side of the house. This plan has to do with getting Andy's vote, which they think they have, but they actually don't.
Okay, well, let's talk about Alyssa and Amanda for a bit. And of course, if you cannot tell, if you're not watching the video feed, I have a tongue firmly planted in cheek as we are discussing this. Brian, what has been the internet's reaction to the idea of A, not only Amanda staying in the house, but B, Alyssa being the one to save her?
A lot of people are happy. I think some of the Amanda fans are happy that they have Alyssa working for them. Sometimes she gets what she wants.
Yeah. Let's forget about the dozen aren't. Or so Amanda fans out there. Let's talk about from the Alyssa fan base, who was with glee counting down the hours down to Thursday when Amanda would be evicted.
They're confused a bit, I think, but they're going to back their girl no matter what.
So will the Alyssa fans, will they support an Alyssa-Amanda alliance, or will this cause them to lose faith in Alyssa?
Well, they won't have to. If the way it stands now, they won't have to endure it for more than a couple of days. So if somehow Amanda does stay, I think they'll kind of, you'll see Amanda's likability go up. Mm-hmm. We were seeing Gina Marie's likability go up. Now we're going to see like it go down.
Okay, wait, hold on. We'll talk about that in a little bit. All right. So a lot of people, from what I was reading online, there are a lot of fans out there in Big Brother land who feel like there was some production manipulation because people said, hey, there's no way our Alyssa would want to keep Amanda in the house. Obviously, she's been tricked by production. A lot of people were saying that Alyssa went into the DR right before she made this decision to start working with Amanda. Brian, do you buy any of that, that production could potentially be keeping Amanda safe and somehow has coerced Alyssa to go along with a plan that may not be in her best interest, according to some? And also, it looked like it was going to get laid to rest, this idea that way back when we laughed at the time that there was this theory that Alison Grodner and Amanda are BFF and that the whole season was being rigged for Amanda to win and that somebody at some point was going to come forward with evidence to support this claim. So, Brian, please, let's talk about this.
When you laugh about that and then this happens, you kind of feel like eating crow, right? When Amanda and Alyssa first talked and when Alyssa said to Amanda that she was down with the plan, the feed just switched to Alyssa in the kitchen and Amanda is coming from that area where the diary room is and she calls her over to go and talk. So I never really saw her going into the diary room. People are swearing that she did. I've looked, so I don't really know for sure. But I wouldn't think it out of the realm that they asked her questions. They have to ask these house guests questions to get them thinking and talking in the diary room. So some house guests would probably read the diary room. And I would figure Alyssa knows that her interests probably line up with the diary room's questions.
So you're buying this a little bit? You think that, well, let's just, lay all the cards on the table. And, here's what the facts are. The facts. It is in production's best interest for Amanda to stay in the house, correct? Like if Amanda leaves, so does a lot of the drama this season.
I would agree with that. Yes.
Yes. But do we feel, well, I feel like they would want Amanda to stick around. I cannot feel like that the season is being rigged for Amanda to win, right?
Well, I always kind of feel like there's influence from the diary room, but I wouldn't call that rigging, right? They have to have some kind of communication between the house and the house guests at some point to get the diary room comments from the house guests. So, there is going to be some weight to what those questions actually are in the diary room in the minds of the house guests, whether they talk about it a lot on the feeds, which a lot of them do, or they don't.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see. I know that the conspiracy theorists are fired up and we'll see what happens come Thursday. I also have some questions from you guys in real time. Of course, we are live right now and people are watching us on YouTube. So hello to everybody out there watching us on YouTube and we'll take some questions as we go along. So, all right, continuing with breaking news. All right. So let's update us on what the votes are headed into Thursday night. So seven people in the house, that means four can vote. As of right now, the four people that are eligible to vote are Alyssa, McCray. Now, Andy is on the block, correct?
No, Spencer is on the block.
Spencer is on the block. Andy will vote. We also have Judd. So it's yes. Alyssa, McCray, Andy, and Judd. Gina Marie will break a tie. Brian, how do you see the vote at this hour?
Right now, the vote is a 2-2 tie with Gina evicting Amanda.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the efforts to try to get Andy to switch his vote. Where does that operation stand at this point?
Well, the status quo really allows him to make his decision at the last second. He is setting up this blind side of Amanda in which Amanda, Alyssa, and McCray think that Andy's going to vote with them. However, he's told the exterminators of their plan, and he's going to vote with them. So his plan involves framing Alyssa for that vote. So it's going to be kind of odd what goes down in the double eviction when that happens. I don't really see McCray believing that, especially since collateral has been exchanged between Amanda and Alyssa.
Yes, well, let's talk about that. Natalie Kuchik, she says, will Amanda give Alyssa her ring back once she is evicted? Will production make her give it back? All right, so we have another season of Big Brother where people are exchanging jewelry in the Big Brother house?
Yes, so Amanda gave Alyssa a gold chain of some sort, and Alyssa gave Amanda her wedding ring. I think she has three rings on that finger or something, but she got one of them. So they really believe that each other's telling the truth, which it seems to everyone that they are. However, Amanda said in order to ensure Andy's vote, you remember this lung shirt, the organ shirt that Andy always wears?
Yes, yes.
She's going to take that from him as collateral. So she has that, but Andy has gone back and told the exterminators that he don't care if she ends up with that shirt.
Oh, well, she got a souvenir at least. Okay, so you feel like what percentage do you think Andy is going to stick with the exterminators?
80%.
80%. Chance. Okay. So at this hour, Brian Lynch is predicting a 2-2 vote with the HOH breaking the tie. Brian, and I'm putting you on the spot right now. How long has it been on Big Brother since we had a tie vote that needed to be broken up by the HOH?
Not this season.
I don't think last season either. I mean, I could be wrong about that.
That's possible.
Possible. It's exciting.
Ian would tell us immediately.
Ian would know. Ian would know. All right. So many things that people want to get into with us. Okay. I guess people want to talk a little bit more about the whether the diary room is giving information or not. Let me give you a couple points on this. Ransom says production does ask questions to normal house guests. To Alyssa, they just tell her what to do. Again, we cannot confirm or deny that. And then we have from Thor Atkinson, 15. Good point, Brian. It's not like Diary Room is telling her what to do, but I can't imagine it would be too hard to take the questions they ask and put two and two together. And I think that's probably closer to it. I mean, let's role play here, Brian. I want you to be the Big Brother contestant, and I will be the producer on the other side of the glass in the Diary Room. Okay, Brian?
Roger that.
Okay, and you be Alyssa. Okay, all right, here we go. So, should I call you Brian or Alyssa? I guess all right, Alyssa. So, what do you think? What's going on with the alliances in the house?
Oh my God!
No, don't, all right, just be talking as Brian. Just be Brian. We won't get through this. This is supposed to be a short show.
I think that I'm trying to think about this from her perspective. She's got nobody. I really feel like I don't really have anybody in this house. I'm friends with Gina Marie. I'm friends with Judd a little bit, but I'm worried about my position in the house.
Yeah. So it's and then probably they get to a point where she's probably like, okay, I know Amanda and McCray are all alone. And it's like, so what do you think that there's anything else going on in the house? And it's like, yeah, well, I guess it makes sense that, you know, Gina Marie and Spencer and Andy and Judd are hanging out a lot, right?
Right, and they could even ask, like, when has Amanda really turned on you specifically, or, you know, suggest questions to try to get her to think in that direction.
Yeah. This just in from Ian Terry on Twitter. No ties in BB14, and he doesn't think that BB13 had one. Can't remember a tie break since BB11. Okay? So Ian Terry says it would be an event if they do it, especially during a double eviction, no less. This would be very exciting, especially on the front end of a double eviction. You would think that would be much rarer to happen. So I don't think that production, you know, really gets out the puppet strings and is manipulating this. But I think you can make a pretty obvious case that McCray and Amanda are on one side. There's Alyssa, and everybody else is working together. And I don't think that it's that difficult to shine a light on that.
Right. And I'm sure Alyssa probably felt like she was on the bottom of the other side of the house anyway. One thing we really kind of skipped over is Spencer set the record for number of times on the block.
Well, we did talk about that on Sunday.
Okay.
I did say it was time to pop some champagne for this history-making event of Spencer. Because I do feel like probably the most compelling storyline of the show is Amanda and Alyssa. So I think that it is in the show's best interest, though, to keep those two people both in the game.
Probably. I guess so. I guess you're right, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let me go to a question here. We're flying by the seat of our pants. Bill Methling, our old friend, he says, isn't Andy attempting to be not seen as a flip-flopper? 100%, he says, he sticks with the exterminators. Do you think that because Andy does not want to be seen as a flip-flopper, there is no chance that he could flip?
I'm going to say that there's a chance just because he has all the way up until eviction to go into the diary room and hear these questions. So he's going to definitely think about it. I would say that he wouldn't. He's going to stick with them, but I'm not going to say it's like a 0% chance that he would back with Amanda McCray.
This just in, Ian Terry has retracted his earlier statement and says that there was a tie during Big Brother 13. He says he stands corrected. Kalia broke the tie for Jeff. I think Rachel sent Kalia out as well on a tie. So, yes, sorry about that. Ian Terry stands corrected. But we're all on short notice here. This is really flying by the seat of our pants. Okay, let's talk about the stuff that's not going on in the house, Brian. We had a very interesting discussion earlier last week about Aaron and her treatment during the interview. So it's not just Aaron that's doing interviews these days. Also, Aaron's mom was interviewed, and it made some news today. Who did Aaron's mom do an interview with?
I believe it was the LA Times.
Okay. And so we have some more breaking news at this hour, Brian. It turns out that Aaron Grease, am I pronouncing that correctly? Aaron Grease?
Yes, I believe so.
Aaron Grease went to prom with an African American. And
yes.
And that's not all. According to her mom, she once dated a Cuban American.
Right.
Who knew?
I know. And plus, she has Japanese cousins.
Japanese cousins. Aaron Grease is like the United Nations, practically.
Right. And her mother says that she's none of the things that the show has made her look like, basically. She sounds like she's trying to push the blame on the show. She criticized Julie Chen specifically, and I really felt like Julie killed that interview. As far as what I feel about the way it played out, Julie like was a professional and killed it, I thought.
Yeah, I don't think anybody has a problem with Julie herself. I just thought that the production should have at least shown her the clips that they were talking about there, and I think that the audience really piled on there, but I don't think that Julie did a bad job as a journalist covering the event. But I don't know that Aaron's mom is being critical of Julie Chen. I don't know. I don't know, Brian.
For a second, I thought I'd rather seen the interview with her mother, Julie Chen, interviewing the mother instead of Aaron.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, now that Aaron is gone, Brian, we can put all of this racial comment controversy behind us for Big Brother 15, because that's it. No more controversies. Aaron's gone, and she's in jury, and so now we can just focus on the game.
No.
Wait, no, what do you mean? What do you mean, Brian?
There's stuff always happening on that front. Gina Marie is like a bastion of crazy comedy.
Hold on, Brian. Gina Marie is being edited very positively right now. She's a good person. She is up to number 3 in Joker's Updates popularity. There's no way she could possibly make offensive comments.
Well, I mean, well, she was aligned with Alyssa, kind of, or it seemed that way through the show, so that might have something to do with it. But this whole time, she don't let up on these comments. She said the other day that no one would remember Helen because all Chinese people look the same.
Oh, no.
She's making some comments about, well, along with Spencer, about thinking that, oh, that's not, we'll just go on to something else. Just but she also made a recent comment.
Well, not to poke a hole in Gina Marie's logic, but even if all Chinese people look the same, it wasn't like there were 13 Chinese people in the house. There was still only Helen. Wouldn't she be as memorable as the only Chinese person?
We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. They had a specific segment on the show where Gina Marie and Helen were talking about Helen's background,
which is Korean, right?
Right.
Well,
so Gina Marie don't care.
Yeah. In fairness, the Korean people, you forget about them too. You forget about their heritage also. They blend in with the Chinese people who were also in the house. All right, so Gina Marie. Okay, so all right, big deal. She makes one little comment, Brian. It's not the end of the world. She's still popular. She's still a good person. We don't have to talk about any offensive things when she gets out of the house, Brian.
Well, that's right. She was talking about how horrible it was for Amanda to be talking about Alyssa's kids, the other day. And then a few hours later, she talks about Alyssa's kids herself and says something really horrible, and I'm quoting here. First of all, that little kid looks like a fucking Spanish Puerto Rican little dirty fucking, and the judge stopped her.
Yeah.
The exterminators were all sitting around there bashing her the whole time, but when Gina Marie mentioned the kid, brought up the kid, judge stopped her from that.
Oh, Gina Marie. Not cool, Gina Marie. But I'm just saying that, well, I bet you when Gina Marie comes out of the house, she will not have to answer to any of these things to Julie Chen.
Probably not.
I don't believe so. I don't think that's... I'll be very surprised Julie Chen has a list of the things that Gina Marie said in the house when she comes out, and then Amanda has a list of the things. So... I'll be surprised if that's how the show chooses to go. I don't think that's where they're going with this.
I always have to force myself to think that there's a live show and then people generally don't watch all the feeds, and that we have to think about the comments and the focus that was actually put on the house guests on the show. So Aaron really caught like most of the focus on the show. So you would figure she would take most of the heat coming out.
Yeah, and I just, I'm not, again, I don't want to, I'm not condoning what Aaron said, but if, you know, Aaron has to catch, you know, all of the hellfire and, you know, 100% of the flack of the inappropriate comments that were made during this season, I don't think that's right. I don't think that should only be her cross to bear and hers alone, and everybody else gets to walk away from this scot-free as far as Big Brother 15 is concerned, but... All right. Well, let's not get into that. Let's see. I saw one good question that I wanted to take. This is from George's Shart. Is that George Senior Hart?
Earhart.
George Earhart. Do the exterminators know about the plan, Brian?
Yes, Andy told.
Yes, because Andy's involved. Anything anybody tells Andy, everybody knows.
Well, unless he's coming after you. He really is kind of the guy behind the scenes, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll see. So is there a counter response other than Andy not voting with them?
Other no, they're really just hoping for the best that Andy goes with them. And Andy keeps coming back and saying that he's worried about Alyssa's trying to set him up to expose him to the rest of the house is why he's hesitant on this vote. And it's kind of put some doubt into their minds about Andy, but then he comes back and says that he's all in with voting Spencer out. So,
yeah,
they're really just talking about what they're going to do if it's a double eviction. And everyone's expecting a double eviction.
In fairness, I do think that they're going about this the wrong way of trying to work on Andy. Because would you agree that Andy is in a better spot with the exterminators than he would be to stick with Amanda, McCray, and Alyssa?
Yes. I kind of thought that they might want to try for Gina Marie just to tell her.
Yes, that's where I'm going with this. Because wouldn't Gina Marie, we've established the other night, she is squarely the fourth in the four-person Exterminator Alliance, right? There's no doubt she's going out at number four if she goes with the Exterminators.
I'm guessing, but also if that's the final four, no female has ever beat a male, and they can push that to her and say, come to the Alliance with three females and one male.
And then if they could sort of sell this as a girls alliance where Amanda and Alyssa both work on Gina Marie, hey, it's the girls alliance. And even if secretly Alyssa is like, hey, it's me and you in the final two, I think that's a good matchup for Alyssa in the final two. Alyssa should try to get with Gina Marie as her final two pairing, work with Amanda and McCray this week, get rid of Spencer, Andy, and Judd, and then get down to the final whatever, or maybe keep Judd as like the person at final five. At final five, Judd and Alyssa and Gina Marie could get together and get rid of Amanda and McCray, and then you get to Judd, Alyssa, and Gina Marie final three.
Yeah.
Boom. That's
Sounds
how
like
that's
Alyssa's-
how you do it on Survivor.
It sounds like Alyssa's going with Helen's plan to say it's too early to get rid of Amanda.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see if it is too early to get rid of Amanda. Let me see if we have any other questions. Let's see. Brickface is blaming Andy for everything. I think it's Andy's fault. There have been no big moves or surprises. He talks so much that by the time Thursday comes, everybody knows everything. Can we blame Andy on the lack of twists and turns this season?
I mean, I don't blame Andy. Andy's taken a lot of heat from fans. He's not very popular. However, I feel like he does make moves. You know, this thing he's planning for the double eviction, if he can convince McCray for X number of minutes that it was Alyssa that voted Amanda out, and if he can convince, everybody's going to be amazed. I'll be shocked.
Yeah, we'll see. I think that if Andy can pull it off, I think that this was a good game that he played. I just think it's going to be a very, very tough, a tall order to figure out. If he can actually do this. And so who is the target going into eviction number two? Is it still McCray?
No, it was kind of 50-50 on McCray and Alyssa, but this has kind of solidified the McCray-Alyssa nominations, but makes the exterminators want to take out Alyssa more.
Okay, so Alyssa, if she does not carry out this plan with Amanda, she could be joining her in jury on Thursday night.
Right, but she also improves her chances by gaining an ally in McCray out of this if she can convince McCray during the double eviction that it was Andy that screwed him over. So if McCray wins, she wouldn't have to worry about going on the block, possibly.
All right, expect the unexpected. Brian and I will be back on Thursday night, joined by Ian Terry. And hopefully Ian can have his facts straight by Thursday night, hopefully. Tired of him getting all these Big Brother pieces of information incorrect, Ian. But thankfully, Twitter is there to get us the facts. No, of course, Ian Terry is the ultimate Big Brother brainiac. We're very lucky to have him with us every Thursday night this season. So we'll be back on Thursday night. Thank you guys so much for checking out our emergency coverage of Big Brother 15. Also on Wednesday, we're going to have the first episode of the new podcast I'm doing for the NFL season, Time Out with Terrell Owens. We recorded the first episode today, myself, Terrell Owens and Alonzo Bowden. And we had a very special guest, Meadow World Peace, was the artist formerly known as Ron Artest, joined us in the studio to talk some week one NFL action. And I will post that on Rob as a website as well, even though it's not Rob as a podcast, but I will share it with those of you guys who are interested in that sort of thing. Anyway, all right, Brian, what is the one thing you're looking out for on the feeds in these next 48 hours?
I'm looking to see if the status quo holds or if conditions in the house degrade.
Okay.
Quickly.
We'll see. Very exciting stuff right now. If you want to check out the live feeds, you can do it anytime. Go to robiswebsite.com/livefeeds. Get a free 2-day trial. Oh, wait, 2 days until the double eviction could be a good time to jump in there on, I think it's like $10 a month. And for the it's probably even less than that by the time you get through with the next couple of weeks of the show. All right, everybody, have a great night. And Brian and I will talk to you again on Thursday. By the way, check out the best of the Survivor 27 returnees on Rob Has a Podcast, currently up on robiswebsite.com. And don't miss our Survivor preview show, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Friday night. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye.